Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Time for the Corona Lime Time highlight of the night.
Guerrero at the dish in a 2-1 count. He's looking to unload right here. 2-1. Pitch. He did. Deep drive left field. Grand slam.
Yeah, no doubt or no question. That's how it sounded here on The Fan. Of course, Dave Sims, Sousa Waldman, BT and Sal back with you. And a highlight, I mean, the bat flip, the where that ball went, the energy. I'll tell you, we don't really look at Toronto too often as one of these really good baseball venues. But, man, when they're packed and they're good, that place is pretty nuts.
I like the roof open. I've never been with the roof open before. But, yeah, that looked like one of the best atmospheres going in the postseason right now.
Just a horrendous, horrendous performance. So we'll throw the Yanks on the table here. You know, listen, Boone had a rough weekend. First of all, the explanations from Weaver post-game, I don't know what he's hinting at, tipping pitches, Toronto cheating, whatever he's trying to get at, I don't want to hear it. I would have left him in Toronto. Like, there's no way I'm letting Weaver pitch again. And if Boone does, he's nuts. I think to put, unless it's 12-2 Yankees, to put
like
Warren...
Like the Blackburn roll.
You're correct. Yeah. True. To put Warren in on Sunday... And not even giving him a clean, fresh inning, coming in with two on after Fried was awful, Fried had nothing, is a really, really bad move by the manager. And the bottom line is this, Sal. Yanks ain't hitting. I mean, you look up and down the stats here, they're simply not. Their on-base percentage is 29%. They've got an OPS collectively, I mean in all games, not just the Toronto series, the Red Sox as well, of 630. They've had 50 strikeouts with 10 walks, and they've managed just 3 home runs. So the Yankees right now, and I know that it ain't over till it's over, but Toronto has owned them all year. The moves the Yankees, certainly up there, the moves the Yankees made since the deadline and some of the things that happened to Toronto, I thought that the first two games would look very different. They have not. The Yankees have looked atrocious.
I would say, though, the score got away from them. You and I have had this argument before when it pertains to the Mets last year in the NLCS. You would say, well, they're getting blown out. And I'm like, yeah, but that's a circumstantial thing. And I would say the same thing for the Yankees. Yeah, all right, the score, the combined score is an embarrassment, certainly for the Yankees, but there's a reason for it. Like, if it were a close game, Blackburn wouldn't be in there. Same thing with Warren. Well, like, what do you want Boone to do? His ace didn't have it. Max Fried, $218 million man, plan B. That's all I was told. Oh, how great it is to go out there and get the ace. Hey, Max, you're getting paid $218 million not to win in the regular season against the Orioles or the Rays. This is what you're getting paid the big bucks for. I mean, Max Fried's got to go out there and show out, and he hasn't done that against the Blue Jays, who have had his number all year long. That, to me, is on the ace, not on the manager. What are you supposed to do after your $218 million man doesn't have it? Not to mention the offense. And, yeah, I'm looking at Aaron Judge. Single, 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 strikeout in a big spot, error in the outfield, strikeout in a big spot. Like, at some point, Aaron Judge actually going to have to get a big hit in the postseason. Not a single. Like, he's held to a higher standard because of the expectations he himself set. So, I'm with you, BT. Overall, they were able to win the series against the Red Sox without really hitting. That's 3 games. And then you followed up in the 2 games in Toronto. The only time they hit was against crappy Blue Jay pitching. Mm-hmm. I mean, you Savage mowed them down better than Clark Schmidt did to the Red Sox. They literally couldn't touch him.
He was filthy. And then I saw a video earlier today where the Yankees double-A team was knocking him around over the summer because he made this really big jump. He started A-ball. Now, he was filthy, and that splitter, the Yankees were nowhere near. But then you contrast it to the at-bats of the Toronto Blue Jays. We played the highlight there. Obviously, Vladdy going top shelf. It was an absolute bomb. And that highlight was the Corona Lime Time highlight of the night, brought to you by Corona, the official cerveza of Major League Baseball. You're right about Aaron Judge. That's why I can't wait to have A-Rod on the show. He's going to join us at 1, BT and Sal, Alex Rodriguez, because he went through this a little bit before he finally cracked through in 2009. Remember, Torrey benched him, dropped him in the order. Mm-hmm. He went through it. Other great players have gone through it. But, you know, you're 30, you're almost in your mid-30s here. Time's ticking. And for him, the stats look good. It has been a soft postseason
right,
for Judge.
The stats look good because he's getting a lot of base hits. But as I was saying, after game one and certainly game two, and now even more so, a single is a win for the opposition with Judge. And then not even just the numbers, like in the big spot, the moment you're thinking, okay, well, here we go, base is loaded, he gets blown away. Like, that can't happen. All the singles would be fine if it were in addition to a huge hit, a game-changing hit. Mm-hmm. He's had a couple of moments, and the Blue Jays have got the best of him. So, I mean, look, I still think this series is far from over. But you can't get much worse than it's been in those first two games. I think it's going to have a totally different feel. I still don't trust the Blue Jays in the Bronx.
In New York.
Now, would I want my season on the line with Rodon? I would not. Mm-hmm. Do I think Cam Schlittler is going to do what he did to the Red Sox lineup, to this Blue Jays lineup? I do not. I think the Blue Jays are going to hit at least a little bit. They got a bunch of gamers. You've seen what kind of guys they could be. But I expect the Yankees bats. Dude, if the Yankees bats go out like this to the Blue Jays third and fourth, you know, there's going to be a bullpen game in here.
Mm-hmm. That game four against Schlittler. Yeah. Now, advantage Yankees on paper.
Yeah, exactly.
On paper.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So if the Yankees don't at the very least hit, I would be surprised here. I think there's a long way to go in this series. Yankees are going to be a tough out. So I would be surprised if it didn't go back to Toronto at this point.
Yep.
But the Yankees have been awful in the first two games.
I don't really know what I expect. I don't really think that they're just going to go bonkers and start ripping the cover off the baseball. Again, it's not like they had this amazingly prolific offensive performance against the Red Sox.
Right,
and then baseball settled in and they've gotten a little chilly the last two games. They didn't do anything against the Red Sox. Even Judge's base hit. Who was that in left field who dove for the ball and couldn't come up with it? That wasn't even a hit.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So, you know, there's a lot of issues here. I could understand. I could even reconcile as a Yankee fan. Game one, Gausman, better matchup against Teal, hadn't pitched in a while. All right. I don't know if I expected Toronto to win, but I thought they had a much better chance to win game one than game two.
They had to win game one, true.
And then it was lined up for game two, at least on paper. Big advantage Yankees. That got flushed down the chute. And it's also lined up on paper for the Yankees the rest of the way, but that doesn't mean that it's going to hold any weight here. And I'm not getting on Boone for Fried. You're right. I mean, when you give the baseball to somebody making $200 million, you got to be better than Max, who just did not have it. He was throwing 99, which he usually doesn't. Feels off, and it happens. He's a human being. My problem with Boone was going to Warren, the situation that he went to him in. And that's, remember when we talked about whether it was Tong or McClain or the Mets young pitchers. Like, I was not, because we're talking about maybe they'll become relief pitchers if the Mets get to the postseason. And what my stock line to Sal was, yeah, I'm not a big proponent of deviating for a young kid what they're used to. So the same thought applies to the Yankees. Warren hasn't pitched at all. You put him in with two out, nobody on, with two on and nobody out. I just think that was dumb.
In an unfamiliar situation.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, to me, obviously the bulk of the blame is going to go on Max Fried in that spot. Hey, look, I also did not think, I mean, we're looking at this series prior thinking, oh, Max Scherzer stinks and Bassett might be hurt. I had no idea about this Yusavis kid.
Me neither. Not to this extent,
so that's
no way.
Like, I never even heard of him before. And I mean, he was his third start or whatever it was in a big league.
Three or four, yeah.
He was as dominant as I've ever seen a pitcher be. Like I said, including Cam Schlitter's performance. That's what would worry me from a series perspective, not games three and four at home, where I expect the Yanks bats. And look, if they don't hit, they're going to go home. It's as simple as that. But I expect their bats to wake up a little bit here, and they do have the advantage pitching-wise,
No. Even
though the Blue Jays have some bullpen arm, and I'm not sure about the Yankees' bullpen. Rodon's got to get the job done. Schlittler's got to get the job done. Facing Yusavage in a game five in that building, to me, would be the scary part of this.
That would be one of the scary parts, because then Max Fried would be on the mound if we get to game
in
five. And
building,
he's been absolutely bamboozled up there in Toronto. He has been destroyed like batting practice. I just, the non-competitive at-bats by the Yankees is astounding to me. You go in there, swing at something in the dirt, strike one. Look at something on the black, strike two. I mean, the way the Yankees went down so meekly. I'm on the air, so I've got my TV on in my office with the sound down. I'm doing the Jets for some stupid reason, the stupid Jets podcast again. And I'm watching this, and I'm like, there is no way that they are going up there, strike one, strike two, strike three. But it was happening. I don't know that I've ever seen that. Even as good as Schlittler was, and as good as Garrett Crochet was in game one. What this kid did to the Yankees yesterday was embarrassing, and it's really been emblematic of these awful approaches by the Yankees since game one against Boston. Let me reiterate, five games, 50 strikeouts, 10 walks. This keeps up, Yanks are done, and then we have a different discussion.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.